Hello, podcasters. Today's podcast is all about one word, Romney.
That's true. And we'll get to that here in a second. First, I want to tell you about a big deal coming tonight, if you happen to be listening on Thursday night. The special, it is called Ukraine, the Final Piece, the Billion-Dollar Question. BlazeTV.com. The code is GB20 off. You can watch it there. You get $20 off your subscription. It's at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday. However, you can, if you're not a subscriber and you're thinking, I want to see this thing before I can decide whether I want to subscribe or I don't have the money to subscribe, totally cool. We want to make sure all the information gets out there. Go to Facebook, at Glenn's Facebook page or the YouTube page, and you can watch the entire thing for free tonight at 8 p.m.
Yeah, and the YouTube page is Blaze TV. It's my Facebook, Glenn Beck Facebook page, and Blaze TV's YouTube page. Or if you're a subscriber, you can watch that. And if you are a subscriber, I urge you to watch it for several reasons, one of which we end the program tonight with a special announcement about the Glenn Beck TV show that I think is exciting, and it's all because of you as a subscriber. So we'll get into that a little bit on today's podcast and tell you what we found, and it's pretty stunning. We'll give you kind of an outline of what we're going to cover tonight. We do talk about Romney. We talk to a lot of people living in Utah. They're not real happy with Mitt Romney. Haven't been for a long time. His numbers have been upside down for a while. But it's been quite a week. And we go over the news of the week, starting with the Super Bowl. And we're only at Thursday. I've never seen a week of news in my 40-plus years of broadcast. I've never seen a week of news like this. We have a coronavirus update from artificial intelligence and an update on the 2020 election, Iowa, New Hampshire, and what the models are now saying is more and more possible to be the nominee for president for the Democratic Party. You don't want to miss a second of today's podcast.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Romney. Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you, Stu? Romney.
You did tell me.
And you were
said,
like,
"What do you? Why don't you have him Romney?"
I don't need any evidence on Romney.
I didn't say anything in that particularly annoying
high-pitched. America heard it. I heard it.
No, you did say that, and I certainly did not have evidence to disagree with your analysis of the situation.
Yeah.
But I was curious if you actually had evidence or you just had a feeling.
You don't need evidence. You have Romney.
He was saying, though, evidence.
Yeah, I know what he was saying.
But I mean, you know, Susan Collins came around. Lisa Murkowski.
Romney.
I mean, Murkowski and Collins, though, any of those tough issues, they always
vote with
Democrats.
Don't get me wrong. When I said to you last week, when we knew those guys were going into the pocket, or maybe it was Monday, and those guys were going into the pocket, and they were like, yep, we're going to acquit. When that started being rumored, and I think it was Pat said, really, you think that I'm Romney? He is the Newman. He is the Newman of the GOP, and you have to say it like Jerry Seinfeld used to say, Newman. It's Romney. That's all you need. Did Jerry Seinfeld need evidence that Newman was the worst?
No.
No.
He didn't.
You just knew. It was him. It was Newman. Of course it was Newman. That's why everybody in the room, something would go wrong. Something would be slimy, and they'd all go, Newman. They had no evidence. They just knew him. Romney. Now, here's the great thing. He didn't tell anybody. In fact, he told everybody the opposite. He was telling everybody apparently over the weekend that he was going to go for acquittal. He was, you know, the witnesses. I would really like to hear from more witnesses, but you know, there's nothing here really. I'm going to go for acquittal. That's what he's telling everybody. Okay? He didn't even tell his niece, who, what is her position at the GOP?
She's the chair of the RNC, so like a big role, and right in the middle here, right? Because she's obviously there, she's supporting Trump as the head of the party, she is very much on the acquit bandwagon.
Right, what's her name?
Rona McDaniel.
Rona McDaniel, yeah. See, I'd change my name, too, if the last one was Romney.
I don't know if that's exactly what happened there, but...
Yeah, it is. She didn't have to take his name for marriage. It's welcome to 2020. You barely have to know the guy or sleep with the guy. It doesn't even have to be a guy. You can just marry him and keep the name Romney. And she was like, oh, no, dear God, I don't even know you. You're a stranger on the street. You might stab me to death on our wedding night, but I've got to get rid of this name.
I mean, you don't even text... your niece?
Nothing.
Who's going to be in the middle of this
you
awful situation because of you?
You go around and you do interviews with people and you haven't told anyone? Unbelievable.
He's like operating as a one-man personal legacy machine. He's not operating as a senator. He's operating as this like he thinks he should have been president, and he's kind of running his own little presidency out there, and he's focused seemingly completely on his own legacy.
If he was running again, then I'd like to see him take this stand. And maybe he would, because maybe he would. I think what happened here was Anne. I think Romney was just, you know, going along, because he said there's no crime here. There was no crime.
No.
There was no law broken. So what do you think the founders wanted in Peter for just anything? Really? Because that is just a vote of no confidence then. Why have a trial? Why have a trial? Why present evidence if there was no crime or rule? It was just disgusting. I didn't like it. Well, that's a vote of no confidence. This isn't a parliamentary system, Romney. That's not what this is. And that's exactly what he was going for.
And, you know, was it crime-like behavior on the level of treason or bribery? That is the standard, even that, you know, Dershowitz argued for. People are just like, oh, he said it had to be a crime. That's not what he said. He said it had to be a crime-like behavior. In his speech, Romney completely misquoted Dershowitz and completely misrepresented his argument, which is just...
Well, he's a dummy, you know.
Yeah.
He's a dummy. He's no dummy. He knows exactly what he's doing.
What he was doing.
Home, and Ann Romney said to him, I can't believe you're going to let that dirt back. Do you remember all of the things that were said? I have no evidence of this.
You're just this is basing just this on every relationship you've ever had?
This is just being me. Yes.
You're just basing it on all male human experience for the last 10,000 years?
That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing.
You're going to let him. Your name is going to be forever associated with him and his behavior.
I will say, though, there's a temptation here, and I'm playing into it completely, that we spend today bitching about Mitt Romney's one singular vote when the bigger story here is
47.
Yeah, it was acquittal.
Yeah. Look, they could only get 47. You need 67. They were 20 away.
Yeah. They got 48, and they because of Romney's. They had 47 Democrats, one Republican. Okay.
Because of
Romney.
Thank you.
Yeah. So they weren't even close to this working. This has been a giant failure
for the
Democrats.
Colossal.
Donald Trump is at his highest approval rating. He's been in his entire presidency.
If I may quote the late, great Jackie Gleason, how sweet it is.
Right. This is a win, right? Like,
yes.
This is something that went well. This is something that you're coming off a great State of the Union. This has been a great week for Donald Trump. And, like, we can all, it's a little bit almost like victimhood mentality to sit here and complain about Romney all day.
No, it's really not.
I
would do that. I would have done that last week, next week, last year, next year. I can pick any day, any event out of the entire calendar and spend the day just bitching about Romney. I could do it.
So just like if a great thing happened to Jerry Seinfeld, he'd be talking about Newman.
Right.
Right? Like, we
doesn't
understand.
Matter. But doesn't matter.
But stepping back for a moment.
Oh, yeah. No, huge.
This is a good... I mean,
this
like,
is a great day.
If you can't convince Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins that something went wrong here, you failed. This has been a disaster for the Democrats. They tried to take the highest level of constitutional remedy to take care of something they could have taken care of if they just had a moderately decent candidate in a couple of months. And they decided we don't have a moderately decent candidate. So instead, let's try this. Okay. And this has failed.
So let me tell you something. They are not going to stop. You know, I don't know if you've watched a lot of Shakespeare. But Shakespeare plays always go wrong when you plot to kill the king and fail. If you're plotting on killing the king, you know, I don't know if you've watched Tom Cruise in Valkyrie. But there was a point where, like, are you sure he's dead? Because I don't want to do anything if he's not dead. Because if you don't kill him, he'll come and kill us. Are you sure Hitler's dead? That happened all the time. The Democrats plotted to figuratively kill this president, to topple this king. It was such a Keystone Cops sort of killing.
Horrible.
It's almost laughable. In fact, it is now in retrospect laughable how ridiculous this was. I mean, Keystone Cops, who else but the Keystone Cops would have Jerry Nadler and his pants up to his man boobs, as, you know, one of the guys, you walking up, he's got his pants hiked up, his belt's underneath his chin, and he's like, let me tell you something. I mean, this is, it's crazy. It's a cartoon what they did.
And man boobs, technical term, of course, moobs.
Moobs, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So it is a great, great day, and they have destroyed themselves, and I do want to take some time celebrating. In fact, Pat may have to be here with the Happy Days Are Here Again theme song today. This is a very big day to celebrate. I will tell you this, though. They're going to pay a price for it. I mean, not only in the polls. They're already paying They're already paying that in the polls. In all of their credibility, they are going to eat themselves. But also, I believe there is going to be investigation. Next hour, I begin to tell you what is coming up on this special tonight. And let me just say this. I talked to several congressmen, several senators. Yesterday, just before I got on the plane, I talked to a senator, and I said, here's what the special is going to do, and only the Treasury Department can verify this, but I'm going to send you all of the information and all of the evidence. And they said, okay. And one person that I spoke to yesterday, they all were like, wait, you have the doc? And I'm like, yep, we have it all, and it's all going to be exposed tonight. And one person that I talked to yesterday, his only response was, and I'm quoting, Jesus Christ, end quote.
Wow.
When you see what we have put together, this is not just a impeachable defense for all the offense for all of these people that were involved in this. This is not breaking a law. This is like breaking one of our Ten Commandments. This is high crime. This is high crime. And the president didn't have anything to do with it. But all those that are covering for it, we've told you several things. The Democrats and the media couldn't accept that he won. Why did this impeachment happen? Democrats and the media couldn't accept that he won. They assume the very, very worst. So his defense is always, when he's looking for a way to defend himself, it's always proof. See, look at what he's doing. He hired Rudy Giuliani. We're right. Also, the left is targeting the DNC. And they had to tame the left. They had to do things to impeach him, because otherwise AOC and everybody else would go, look, they're so pathetic, they wouldn't even impeach him. So they're trying to corral their own people. They're also, the impeachment was about protecting Joe Biden, which I predict is over soon. They will throw this guy to the lion's den because they're going to protect something else that we'll show you tonight. It was protecting themselves because of massive corruption. They impeached to protect the State Department and Intel and the political Ukrainian machine in defense of Hillary Clinton. We told you about Hydra in our last special. Tonight, I will tell you this is Iran-Contra 2. This is a secret war fought by President Obama. When you see it, it will jump off the page. And it all came from a document we got from Latvia, where Latvia was warning the Ukrainians, I know you're doing business with the Americans, and I know you're doing business with stuff, but we have to warn you, there is massive amounts of money being laundered through Latvia right now from the Burisma bank Privat. So we followed the money, and we stopped using the playbook of everybody else. We stopped saying, is this about, you know, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or the Bidens? We stopped doing that based on this one memo, and we started looking at this as a criminal organization. And wait until you see what we found. Tonight, it will be live 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find it on Blaze TV. It's also free for anybody. Just go to our YouTube page, go to the Blaze YouTube page, and at 8 p.m. Eastern, it will download live. We want you to watch this, and we really need your support. We can do these things because of your support. We also have a major announcement at the end of the show about the Glenn Beck TV show, and that is all happening tonight, free on YouTube. If something happens to YouTube, something, you know, there's a glitch or somehow or another it's not, you can also see it as a member at blazetv.com.
The best of the Glenn Beck program.
Hey, it's Glenn, and you're listening to the Glenn Beck program. If you like what you're hearing on this show, make sure you check out Pat Gray Unleashed. It's available wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Let's go to Randy in Utah. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Glenn, how are you doing?
Better than you. My senator isn't Mitt Romney, so.
I know. Could you do me a favor? I want to know if you could reconcile Harry Reid, Mitt Romney, Mike Lee, and yourself. You are all three of the same religion, mm-hmm. which I am as well. Mm-hmm. But I swear there's a difference. And I'm concerned because of the things that I heard Harry Reid say at the floor of the Senate.
In what way? The fact that he was lying and celebrated his lie, or the fact that he was for abortion?
All of it. Yes. Yeah. Is he of a different religion than I am, than you are, than Mitt, than Mike Lee, than?
You know, I don't want to involve myself in spiritual matters like that, because I can't judge somebody else, just like they can't judge. I know there's lots of Mormons who think I am the Antichrist, think that I am an embarrassment to the church, and quite honestly, maybe I have been at times. I have always maintained I joined this church to be a better man, and I joined this church because it's full of good examples. But this church, like all churches, is also full of really bad examples. And I try not to be, but sometimes I am. So I'll judge myself. I won't judge him, but I have to tell you, I know the doctrines of the church. I know what I have to answer in temple recommends. And I'm always asked, do you associate yourself with anybody that you shouldn't be associated? And I always say yes to that. The press. The American press. So, I try not to associate with myself with people who are horrible, but I work in the industry where most of them are lying scumbags. Romney, I will tell you, he seemed heartfelt yesterday. I cannot make heads nor tails of his policies when it comes to the Constitution. I will tell you this. I don't know. There are people that say Mike Lee is an extremist. I don't know how you were raised by a grandfather who was the prophet of the church. and now somebody says that, you know, you're an extremist, seems right up with all of the teachings that our church used to teach American principles. And they still believe those things, but they don't teach them as much anymore. And I don't know how you're an extremist for believing in the Constitution and the laws of America.
This is the Best of the Glenn Beck Program.
Hey, it's Glenn, and if you like what you hear on the program, you should check out Pat Gray Unleashed. His podcast is available wherever you download your favorite podcast. Hi, it's Glenn. If you're a subscriber to the podcast, can you do us a favor and rate us on iTunes? If you're not a subscriber, become one today and listen on your own time. You can subscribe on iTunes. Thanks. Jason Buttrill is with us now. He is our chief researcher and head writer of the Glenn Beck Program, and has done an exceptional job on this. And we have been looking into this impeachment thing from the beginning. We were on it about 8 months before that phone call. And the only reason why we're on it about 8 months before is because we were looking into Joe Biden. And we first exposed Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all of the dirty things that were going on there. Not only there, it's worse in China. But we exposed all of that. Then the phone call happened. And there were a few things, and Jason, go over the three or four things that stood out on the phone call that still didn't make sense to us until about a month and a half ago when we started researching this one.
Well, right off the bat, the CrowdStrike thing, I was actually kind of pissed the president even brought that up, because there is a pretty wild conspiracy theory that floats around that.
Right.
And I was like, he's got a lot of smart people around him.
Why so, CrowdStrike?
Why CrowdStrike? That makes no sense to me.
And the Democrats used that against him and said, it discredited theories like CrowdStrike. Why would you do that? Now, it was easy to assume that the president might have heard that and thought, oh, you know what? I think there is something involved there. And, you know, because he's not going to believe the people in the press. Who's he going to believe?
Yeah.
And so we kind of sat with that. And we thought he's prone to maybe this kind of stuff. Maybe he's talking about that. But it didn't sit right. And it made us angry every time he would bring it up.
Right. And so I just kind of put a pin in it, really. I was like, I'm not even going to address that. I just put a pin in it. I put that up on one of our chalkboards, you know, to look into later. But then we were like, okay, what are some of the other things that the Democrats really seized on? The things that really irked them.
Yeah.
And also the media. The media was also like, oh, we've got to address that now.
Right.
And let's just go down the line. So there was CrowdStrike. Then there was, you know, the mention of Hunter Biden. That really pissed them off. And I kind of assumed it was because he was one of the political elite and he's just untouchable. So you can't do that. Then mentioning Shokin, the former prosecutor general.
Mm-hmm.
Why were they so big on defending that? That was very odd, and the media went all out to try and really say a bunch of lies about it. Like, there was a dormant investigation. You've heard them all before. Mm-hmm. We've debunked them all already. Mentioning that. And then there was a few other things that at first seemed separate, but then as we began to follow the money on this.
Hang on. Before you get to that, there was one other thing that really, really bothered me. And that was, during the trial, you kept hearing the Democrats talk about how we had to defend Russia and how we needed to send arms to Russia and how we needed to do all these things because, or not Russia, Ukraine, to defend against Russia because we had to secure Ukraine and keep Putin out of Ukraine. But all that Obama had sent them was blankets, literally blankets.
Yeah.
Wait. How can you now say that Donald Trump not sending the second missile system over, he already sent one, not sending the second missile system was somehow putting Ukraine in harm's way when your guy, when there was a hot war going on, sent blankets? And I chalk that one up to the arrogance of the left and the press thinking that nobody would understand the blanket thing. Nobody would actually pay attention and look into and, wait, you weren't sending any aid.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting that nothing pissed the deep state off more than holding up that military aid? The military aid that, strangely enough, the Obama administration never sent. They weren't pissed. They were there then, right. But they weren't pissed off. So that's a key question
how
that I think
that
everyone should ask right now,
right.
Leading up to when you watch tonight.
Right.
Why did they get mad now, but didn't get mad and revolt then?
Right. And if you believe it was just about politics, there are so many people involved, that if it was just about politics or it was just about graft and greed and getting rich off the system, it's too big of a circle.
Yeah.
It's just too big of a circle. So there had to be something else. Well, in early December, we got a tip, and we got a, it's not a cable. What is it? It's a letter that went from the Latvian government to the Ukrainian government, but it was an urgent letter to the Ukrainians.
Yeah, and that's where our research department kind of centered on. We were like, hey, so now that we are, sensing that this impeachment thing's about done, let's try to really explain what the heck was going on, and let's start pointing fingers on the people that were responsible for all this.
Right, and once we got this letter, we thought, let's stop looking at it through the narrative of the left and the press and stop defending. Let's look at this now as a cold case. We don't know any of the players. We don't know anything. We're just trying to figure it. We're not trying to defend the president now. I mean, we weren't in all of our other investigations, but that was a priority to find out if the president did it. And if he didn't, what was going on? Then we got this letter. And it was so critical, and we looked at that and said, let's forget everything we know. Let's just start following the money.
This document, exactly. And this document, which you'll see tonight, is the jumping off point for going on the offensive. And it's so key, and we'll take you all the way through it, but it shows you the path to follow the money. And that took us through, and I'll go back to that July 25th phone call. All those things that you and I picked out, those like four different things, we started to see that these are all connected. Every single one of them is connected, and it goes right through this document. This document, all those things that didn't make sense to us, they all lead through that. So then we were able to follow the money and say, oh, wait a minute. It's now pointing to this guy, or it's now pointing to this organization, or these groups of organizations. And it all had to go, and where it eventually pointed to was a much larger case than we originally thought it was.
What you will find tonight, we will bring you all the way to the water. We cannot make the horse drink. I think only the Treasury Department has the tools to do this. But we have tracked that money from John Kerry's request for the $1.8 billion all the way through Burisma, Privat Bank, all of the people that you know already, to a guy who is whose bank is Privat Bank, something that we exposed a year ago before the impeachment was even a sparkle in Adam Schiff's unusually large and weird eyes, and it went to Kolomoisky, and then everybody just left it at it disappeared. Well, the Latvian government said, no, it didn't just disappear. It has been laundered through our nation. And so we started to follow where all of that money went, how it was treated. We found amazing coincidence. And all of these things lead us back to Kolomoisky. When we started doing deeper analysis, forget about his connection to Burisma and Hunter Biden, okay? We looked at this and said, okay, who is he, really? Who is he? He's a guy that Joe Biden basically pardoned and laundered. He was a guy who could not get a U.S. visa. He was on the really dangerous list for the U.S. He was so dangerous. He is an oligarch that would buy chainsaws and hire people to chop the heads off of business foes. Okay. This is a really movie bad guy, right?
That sounds like an exaggeration, but that is exactly what was happening. I mean, put that in perspective. You just say you're Joe Biden. Why the heck would you give your blessing for your son to go work for the guy that you know full and well that he is banned from international travel because he was having people chop the heads off of other business rivals with chainsaws? Would you send your child into an organization like that? Of course you wouldn't.
Would you, just for money? Now, hear me carefully, because I'm going to do something that the press would never do to Donald Trump. And that is, let's assume the best of Joe Biden, that he actually does love his country and he wants to do right by the country and he's not just trying to enrich his family. Okay, let's just assume that. I don't think it's that all that true to some degree, but let's just assume that. If we assume that, why would you do that? Why would you send your son into that guy's cage? Because he's built a cage for you. Because now that guy has evidence that you, Joe Biden, were okay with your son coming to work with a guy who chops the heads off of his competitors with chainsaws, and that he was getting illegal money. Why would you send your child into that trap?
That's something we figured out, is this guy is kind of like that character on Taken. He's got a specific set of skills. And one of them happens to, that we're going to reveal, that goes right back to that Latvian document that shows, you know, this money trail. That's a very specific set of skills that he's involved with. And something else that he has a very good set of skills in doing.
Because you have to remember, what we found out is this guy is actually viewed in Ukraine in some ways as a brutal, brutal oligarch. Nobody messes with him. Okay. Chainsaws to the neck. Nobody messes with him. But we also found out that there's a lot of people that view him as an extreme patriot. Now it gets interesting. Now it really starts to get interesting. Why is he a patriot? Because he's a guy that buys arms and funds armies. He's a guy, when it comes to Russia, he's a guy that happened to, as all of our money disappears, to go on a spending spree. Tonight, secret Obama wars. Wars in your name, without your knowledge, with your money, and without the knowledge of Congress. This is as illegal as you can get. This is as shady and as dirty as you can possibly get. It's so far beyond Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, even though they were involved. It's so far beyond the ambassador, even though they were involved. It explains absolutely everything and doesn't require Democrats to think that, oh, this is just, you know, Joe Biden. And no, not everybody is crook. Joe Biden is a good guy. Okay, believe that. And come and watch this special. Believe that these guys are good guys. They just might have gotten trapped into something. Go ahead, believe that. And we will show you the crime of the last 20 years, the last two decades, what's really going on. Tonight, 8 o'clock, only on Blaze TV. You can get it for free on our Blaze YouTube channel, also free on my Facebook page. And if you're a Blaze subscriber, watch it there. We really need your help. We have a special announcement about the Glenn Beck television program that is all possible because of your subscriptions. So we are going to announce that also tonight in this special. Make sure you're watching it and join us at blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code GB20 off and save 20%. Don't miss it. It's time we go on the offense and root out the corruption in Washington. Thanks, Jason.
This is the best of the Glenn Beck program. Like listening to this podcast? If you're not a subscriber, become one now on iTunes. And while you're there, do us a favor and rate the show.
Tonight, a special, our fourth and final special on Ukraine. This, it's time now to play offense. The final piece, the $1 billion question. What is it? Where did our $1 billion go? It's actually $1.8 billion and almost $9 billion if you count the IMF. All of the money that we guaranteed, or the 1.8 that we actually gave in cash to Ukraine, where did it go? Tonight, I'm going to show you, and it's truly stunning how it is right out in the open, and all you have to do is just put this puzzle piece together. When you snap that last piece in, you see this is about secret wars. This is Iran-Contra. This is gigantic, and it all comes from a president who wanted to make friends with Russia, and they want their policy back. The 80s called. Stop it. He didn't want to be known as a war president. He didn't want to be known for doing any of these things, and so find a way to do it, and they did it without the knowledge of Congress. Have you wondered why the Democrats suddenly were so upset when Donald Trump sold one missile system to Ukraine, but wouldn't sell the second one without finding out how corrupt you are? Did you notice how they were like, they weren't at war. Under Obama, they were an actual war with Russia. Under Trump, they're not at war. He just sold them a missile system. You sent blankets while they were at war. You sent blankets. Now, if that's true, how is it Ukrainians had this special relationship with the Obama administration? If the Obama administration would not help them with their war, well, they were going to help them with their economy. Yeah, but what about war? We're fighting the Russians. Well, as I will show you tonight, there are only two ways to look at this, and one doesn't make sense. One, it's just all about the greed. It's just all about everybody in America that was involved in this. All of the people all down the line, they all were corrupt or they were so arrogant. My contention is some of them were corrupt. Most of them thought they were being patriotic because the president was in on it. And it is the secret war of Barack Obama. And it will disgust you. Tonight, call your friends, tell your neighbors, get together and watch this. We can do offense now, and this really needs to be looked into. I've already given this to some critical people. I am having it delivered tomorrow to the chair people in the Senate that can actually have the power to call hearings. This is the cutting out of Congress, and this is impeachable stuff. It's actually jail stuff as well. I think, what was it, 15 people went to jail or were pardoned for the Iran-Contra?
I think it was 14.
14. Mm-hmm. This is much bigger than that. And you'll see it tonight at 8 o'clock. Offense, the final piece on Ukraine. You can find it, by the way, at my Facebook page for free. You can find it at Blaze TV YouTube channel. Or if you're a subscriber, please just join us at blazetv.com. If you're not a subscriber, go to blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code GB20 off, and you'll be able to watch it tonight. And you'll also be able to help fund these things. We have a major announcement about the Glenn Beck program. And it is thanks to these specials that we have done that have allowed us to make a really important announcement tonight. You will see it live during the special.
One of the things we've struggled with since starting the Blaze, I think, was this sort of dual challenge, which is you want to do all this good material. And the reason why, you know, you started the Blaze in the first place and it's grown into this huge thing is partially because we want to do these big investigations and make sure these voices are protected. And so to do that, we need to have a subscription service, because how else are we going to pay for it all, right? I mean, like, mm-hmm. the bottom line is, mm-hmm. so we've gone through many, many years of this where we, you know, try to get subscribers, but the bad part of that is that not everybody can see it, mm-hmm. you know, and we've struggled with that. How, if we're doing things that we believe are actually important that people need to know, obviously our belief is that the more people to see it, the better. And on the other side, if we just give it away to everybody for free, well, then we're not going to be able to pay for it and all those investigations stop. And we've gone back and forth on like how to do this for a long time. I think we finally landed on something where it can happen for real.
For real.
Because now you can get all of this stuff on YouTube. You can get it on Facebook. We've been putting a lot of it out on all sorts of different formats. And you can actually watch it live when we put it out there. So the information is out there. And at the same time, you know, the people who really care about these investigations, want them to continue, want to support the cause, can subscribe at blazetv.com.
And those people who are subscribing also are the real fans, the real people that are actually dedicated doing their work. I mean, I know we have a lot of subscribers that are like, you know what, I think it works out to what, $8 a month. That is so worth having, even though I may not watch it every night or I may not see this, it is so worth helping, because $8 to help get the truth out and save the Republic, that's worth a, you know, a cup of coffee at Starbucks or a coffee and a half at Starbucks a month. And we really appreciate it.
Yeah. And, you know, look, there's a lot of people, too, in the audience that may have had, you know, be on tough times, don't have an extra $8 to throw out there. Now you can get it completely for free. Obviously, it's great if you can go to YouTube and subscribe. I know I would love if you did that as well to my show, Stu Does America, starting next week.
Yeah.
All these shows, you can go and subscribe at YouTube or on podcast, get all the information. And then if you have the means, if you want to support the cause, please go and subscribe.
And also get some, you know, we'll talk about this later, but you'll also get special stuff if you're, you know, you're getting stuff you can't get.
Yeah, it's not exactly. Yeah, there is a lot of additional stuff as well. I mean, I'm definitely.
If you're a subscriber.
Definitely. So blazetv.com, GB20 off is the code.
The point is, please, tonight, tell all of your friends. I know impeachment is over, but it's time to go on the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And they already, Grassley has already started to ask for certain things. By tomorrow morning, Grassley's committee will have in their hands all of the evidence that we are doing tonight, and I just, this has to be exposed, and those people who are involved in either doing or cover up need to go to jail. And you will see that tonight as we make this case the final piece on Blaze TV. All right, I'm going to take a quick break for a minute, literally 60 seconds, and then I'm back to the phones. I want to hear from you on anything that has happened this week from Iowa, State of the Union, Romney, the impeachment, the special tonight, anything else we've missed. I'd like to hear from you, 888-727-BECK. Let me go to Mario in California. Hello, Mario.
How's it going, Glenn?
I'm great. Where are you calling from in California?
Long Beach.
Okay. God bless you.
So, yeah.
I don't know how you do
it's
but
a struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I just want to say thank God for Romney's vote yesterday. And the reason why I say that is because in 2012, I was fighting for him. I was calling, making calls, donating to his campaign. And I said to myself, thank God. God is all-knowing. The fact that I thought he would be great for the country in 2012 was not right, because the left agenda would have been so far down the road. And now we see it, and I'm just very thankful.
Well, I will tell you, there's a really good point, Mario, on this is, we all have to stop thinking we know what God is going to do and what God wants. The second thing is that God is the best at making lemonade out of no matter what, not lemons, like tin cans he can make lemonade out of. He can make lemonade out of anything. So no matter what happens, I mean, I think this is an example. Donald Trump, you know, is a very different guy when it comes to standards. And, you know, how can God use a man who's not humble, etc.? Well, he is. He is. I don't know how, but he is. And Donald Trump is doing things that I never thought he would do. I never thought were even possible. And he also still is doing a lot of the stuff that I'm like, oh, really? Come on. Why are you doing that? But lemons are being made into lemonade. And look at all of the things that have happened over the last 3 years. Donald Trump, if he remains the guy he was at the State of the Union, this guy could crush the left, could crush the left. He is exposing, because of their own hate, he is exposing the left for what they are. He's exposing the media for what they are. We've tried to expose these things for a long time, and facts and figures and blah, blah, blah. No, he is doing it, but not by what he's saying, but by showing them for what they are, because they hate him so much. They are exposing themselves. He can say whatever he wants, but then when he stops saying it and then they do it, you're like, what? Dude, that's just what he was talking about. How do you not see that? And it's all coming undone, just all coming undone. And it's interesting times that we're living in. Brian in Utah. Hello, Brian.
Glenn, this is Brian. Hey, here's the deal with Romney. So in 2008, I was in Alaska getting ready to deploy to Iraq with Sarah Palin's son. And I gathered people to hold signs in negative 30 weather outside the gate of Fort Wainwright, all of us, you know, dressed up like the Michelin Man. Hmm. 2012, there's, you know, pictures of him holding my son at different rallies. I transferred to Virginia back from Iraq at that point. So he is a huge disappointment, right? So he's
Romney.
Romney. Yeah, he's the perfect guy. He's the Kindle, the Ivy League education. He was a consultant, which goes into organizations and fix things. So we are not going to reelect him in Utah. I think the deal behind him is this is a man, despite all of these. I mean, the guy was made to be president, right? He was made to make a great difference for this country, for the world. He was raised up to do that, right? Mm-hmm. But the guy grew up in Michigan. Then later on, adult life in Massachusetts. His first political run was as a Republican. Why? Because he's running for Senate against Ted Kennedy. He couldn't run as a Democrat to challenge him. That team was already taken, and so set his jersey for the rest of his political career. But so disappointed. I think at the end of the day, you just have a blue blood, really wealthy guy who grew up in liberal circles, and he's totally failed. He totally did not live up to what everybody expected him to be. You know, he's throwing out hymns and scriptures. You know, he was not a Captain Moroni, right? He's not a strong guy to stand up against Obama in those debates. He did not confront evil. And the whole time, I and a lot of other conservatives are like, dude, aren't you listening to Glenn Beck? Aren't you listening to the other conservative voices out there? Don't you get what's going on? And now with the Ukraine thing. So one fifth of that is, you know, a call was made and you could interpret it as, you know, political. But 95% of that is, you know, this is like, siblings in a room and one says, you know, and one cuts the cheese and blames it on his sister. That's what the Democrats are doing. They're the ones who are colluding with Russia. Oh, Trump did it. They're the ones who are colluding with Ukraine. Trump did it. And the fact that Romney's overlooking all of that, this is a guy who doesn't want to disappoint all of his liberal friends that he grew up with in Michigan, that he had his adult life with in Massachusetts. And that's really who the guy is. And it's such a disappointment. We're not going to reelect him in Utah.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing you said is if you don't agree with him, you just don't reelect him. And I think he's counting on everybody forgetting. And things may change. I mean, you know, Trump could get reelected. The economy could go to hell, you know, no problem of his or whatever. We could go to war, whatever. And Trump could become very unpopular. And I think that would change a lot of people's minds, because a lot of people are just about now. And we can't be. This one is about the Constitution. And I don't think Romney was ever really a conservative. He just wasn't. And yeah, I do think he's a good guy, but I could be wrong on that. I do think he tries to do right, but he's John Huntsman Jr., who I also think is probably a really good guy. I don't know him. I knew his dad, and I really liked his dad. But John Huntsman Jr. is not a conservative. He's just not. He might be a great guy, but he's not a conservative. And you saw that running. That's Mitt Romney. They're the same guys. They're the same guys. And you just don't elect them.
The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.